The Rape of Nanking Author, Celebrated with California Park by Juliana Liu. Tucked into a corner of northern San Jose, California, near where she lived with her family, lies a small park full of modern sculptures celebrating the life of Iris Chang, a groundbreaking Chinese-American historian and author known for The Rape of Nanking, a best-selling book that brought a brutal period in Chinese history to Western attention. Chang, the daughter of Taiwanese immigrants, published the book in 1997 to instant acclaim. She would publish one more book, this one about Chinese-American history, before taking her own life in 2004 after struggling with mental illness. Her death at age 36 shocked her family and fans around the world and gave rise to many now-discredited conspiracy theories. But that's not how Richard Deutsch, a sculptor and co-designer of the Iris Chang Park, which opens on Saturday, wants to remember her. "We didn't want this park to be a memorial. We want it to be a tribute," he told Inkstone. "What I want this to be is a park that's going to be about the future. It's going to be there for 100 years. The park is about the size of 2 football fields and is located in the heart of Silicon Valley. It doesn't have a playground or basketball courts, but from the sculptures to the landscaping, it is a visual tribute to Chang's life." He and his co-designers placed a large grass feature representing an eddy in the park. Deutsch got from China an enormous 350-year-old rice mill stone, which he made into a sculpture that he calls a history stone. There's also a giant granite monolith at the far end of the park. "She was, in my mind, a woman without borders. The design of the park has a lot to do with water currents. Water unites all nations and continents," he said, adding that he placed in the center of the park a sizable circular ripple made of grass and earth. "It's a big ripple, because one of the things she said is that she is someone who believes in the power of one. One person can make an enormous difference in the world." Chang was known for making a difference. In the 1990s, there were very few young female non-white historians writing bestsellers. 20 years ago, there was little mainstream knowledge in the U.S. about what happened in Nanking, now known as Nanjing, in eastern China. Over 7 weeks in the winter, from 1937 to 1938, invading Japanese troops engaged in an orgy of violence. The death toll is estimated to have been between 200,000 and 300,000 people. Chang's book and tireless media appearances brought attention in the U.S. to what is still a very sensitive issue between China and Japan. The book is how Deutsch first heard of her. Yingying Chang, Iris's mother, told me she was relieved that the park was finally opening after a delay of 2 years. In fact, the park's opening on November 9th, exactly the 15th anniversary of her daughter's death, was a complete coincidence. "They finished planting the park in September and needed 2 months to let the vegetation establish their roots," she said laughing, adding that the park organizers had given her a choice of 2 dates in November. Chang, 79, was devastated when Iris died in 2004. Chang credits her 2011 book about her daughter, The Woman Who Could Not Forget, with helping her to heal. "It's been so long now," she said. "Of course her death is such a tragedy. It always will be a sad story. This kind of emotion will never heal, but I feel better now." She said she is still carrying on her daughter's work of urging the Japanese government to acknowledge its wartime atrocities and sincerely apologize to the victims. When Iris died in San Jose, she left behind her husband, Brett Douglas, and toddler son, Christopher, who was diagnosed with autism. After her death, there were many conspiracy theories that Douglas sought to debunk. He believes a number of factors, especially an overwhelming tour schedule and overwork, led to the decline of her death in 2004. Now, living in Illinois, Douglas is the executor of Chang's estate. He said he's supportive of people trying to build on his wife's work, including potential filmmakers. "Iris always wanted to be famous," he recalled with a chuckle. "She was straightforward. She wanted everybody to know her name. Whenever something comes up, I try to encourage it."